Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Okay, so it's time to dip our toes back into the music scene and see what songs the kids are listening to today. The one that was brought to my attention by someone in the comment section, it's a new joint. It's some real dope shit from my homie Polo G. I've been a big fan of Polo G for a long time. As everyone knows, Polo G, real name Taurus Tremani Bartlett, born January 6, 1999, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record executive. In 2018, he rose to prominence with the singles Finer Things and Pop Out. In 2021, he released the song Rap Star, which debuted at number one on the Hot 100. The song became his first number one hit on the Hot 100 and his first solo top 10 single. I know all this stuff off the top of my head. This is just information I know as a fan. Anyway, Rap Star is the song, and it's been number one on YouTube for, you know, weeks now. It has like 50 million views. Big deal, big hit. Let's check it out.
Cop the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, f*** it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting chains, clanging shit, I guess that's how it sound when you win.
Okay, quick thing here. What kind of dealership transaction is this? The dude shows up with a duffel bag full of cash at the dealership, and then the guy literally has a silver platter with all the keys for his cars ready. Is this how it works for rappers? Is this what it means to be a rapper? That's how it works when you go to a car dealership?
I suggest you get started on the paperwork.
I bought a pickup truck a couple months ago, and I was there for hours. I was doing paperwork, going through the warranty plans. They never talk about warranties. Financing, all that. I guess I should have just walked in with a bag of cash, thrown it on the table, and said, hey, I'm taking that car right there. Peace out. And then peeled out in the car. But of course, if I had done that, then the person at the dealership would have been like, sir, you gave me $87.12. That's not enough to buy a car. Anyway, but Polo G has more money to throw around than I do, you know, admittedly, and that's fine. And he's buying rides for all his homies, which is great. Very sweet of him. If I was a homie waiting in line to get my car, I might stop Polo G and say, listen, Polo G, look, I know beggars can't be choosers, but can I get another color besides white? I don't want to spend every other day for the next 7 years at a car wash, if you don't mind. That'd be a little ungrateful, though, I guess. All right, let's keep listening.
I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high.
Okay, I got to stop it already. I mean, it does kind of sound like you're kidding. 2,000 a minute? You've been making $2,000 a minute, is what you tell us, Polo G. That's... Someone do the math on that. I need a calculator. It's a 2,000 a minute, 120 grand an hour, 24 hours in a day. Someone help me out with the math. So that's like what, like 2.8 million a day, right? Let's call it 3 million. Maybe Polo G has been a little bit modest. So we're talking about, this guy is making over $1 billion a year. Who is this Jeff? Is this what Jeff Bezos looks like? Not what I expected, to be honest. Not to stereotype. Okay, don't take that the wrong way.
Clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child. I don't love when I'm a hoe after we f. She can't get near me. Only bitch I give a conversation to a Siri. My pants are merry. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one. See my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day a battle, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smell it.
Okay. Let's check out the lyrics here. He says, I won't love a hoe after we have sexual relations. She can't get near me. The only bitch I give a conversation to is Siri. My pants are Miri. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one. See my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me. I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up. I've been sticking to that theory. Every day a battle. I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Now, this is great. I love how he goes from bragging about all his hoes and bragging about the brand name of his pants. He's proud of his pants. And then in the next line, he's crying out to God in agony.
I, too, am extraordinarily humble.
That's quite an emotional roller coaster that he has us on. Every day is a battle. It's a struggle in my $10,000 pants on my private jet after I just bought 10 BMWs for no reason. God, why hast thou forsaken me? All right, let's continue.
Public went alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but that shit hurt me severely. I've been getting high to hide behind my insecurities. Taking different pills, but I know it ain't. Copped a BMW, new deposit. I picked up another bag, like fuck it, I'ma count while I'm in it. I had planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanging. Shit, I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have
they
a child
say
when I'm
finished. Never put out a weak verse. Homicides when we lurk. I'm stuck to my feet hurt.
Okay, let's review for here for a moment what has happened so far. Here he is in this part of the song, after he's bragged about his pants and his hose and his cars and money and jewelry, is now holding a small child. He's holding his own child, presumably, while he raps the following. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds I was swimming. I'm probably going to drown when I'm in it. I bet she going to get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. They say I'm Pac Rebirth. Never put out a weak verse. Homicides when we lurk. I'm a step till my feet hurt. Okay, now in fairness, the kid, he wasn't there for the last two lines. So that's good. You know, that is responsible parenting. So, you know, he's said to his kid, okay, son, daddy has to brag about killing people now. So you're going to have to leave the room for this part. But he was holding the kid while he said, I bet she gone get loud while I'm in it, and we might have a child when I'm finished. Is this his version of the birds and the bees talk?
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I appreciate that he's trying to include his son in his job, you know, like a take your child to work day sort of thing. Take your child to the rap video set. But maybe bring him in for a song that isn't about, you know, having sex with hoes and killing your enemies. I realize that might eliminate every song in Polo G's catalog, but either way, just a little parenting tip. Far be it for me to dole out advice, but there it is.
When putting them streets first, white tees turn burgundy t-shirts. Looking for some real, he's stuck in a deep search. Anxiety killing me, I just wanna leave Earth. When they ask if I'm okay, it just make everything seem worse. Trying to explain your feelings sound like something you rehearsed. Stab me in my back with a clean smirk. Looking so deep into your eyes, I can read your thoughts. So shut the f- I mean, please don't talk. I done been through too much and I don't need another loss. Put that on every war scar for every battle. I'm BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag. Like, f*** it, I'ma count while I'm in it.
Okay, I think we get the idea. So he says, anxiety killing me, I just want to leave Earth. When they ask if I'm okay, it just make everything seem worse. This is like a 14-year-old girl's diary entry. Trying to explain your feelings sounds like something you rehearsed. Stab me in my back with a clean smirk. Looking so deep into your eyes, I can read your thoughts. So shut the F. I mean, please don't talk. I done been through too much. I don't need another loss. Put that on every war scar for every battle I fought. You know what? In all seriousness, he does, I'll say this, he does a pretty good job of rhyming here.
It's like poetry, so if they rhyme.
And even rhyming in multiple syllables, so credit where it's due. And I guess the message I'm getting here from the song is that, listen, you know, gangsters have feelings too, I guess. Which is also the plot of The Sopranos, incidentally.
You know what? I wet my ass with your feelings.
Thanks a lot.
The point is, yes, you know, they have the women. Yes, they have the money. Yes, they have the private jet. Yes, they're busting cabs and various asses and so forth. But at the end of the day, they just want to feel loved. And that, well, that's a message. I'm not sure how relatable it is or worthwhile, but it is a message, you know. And so that's an improvement over many other rap songs, which don't seem to be saying really anything at all. So by default, I'm actually going to give this one two thumbs up.